With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, it's time for our weekly visit leading up to the Super Bowl with Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Herzlich. Insider calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Mark, I always love talking to you, getting your perspective. I mean, you played in this game, the Super Bowl, and a lot of these players, Kansas City, San Francisco, they're going for the first time. What is that like for a player when you finally make it to the Super Bowl? Because I would think it would be kind of chaotic because everybody that helped out along the way, it's their Super Bowl too.
Yeah, I think, you know, it is chaotic, but that peripheral stuff, the coaches usually get that out of the way where you know, you're relatively isolated and have a regular week of practice this week at your facility. Then you'll load up on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, and then travel out down to Miami. And then, you know, what we did when we went to Indianapolis, we practiced at a high school, and we'd bus over to the high school and we'd practice there, and we'd bus back to the hotel and do media day and all that type of stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening. And then when you get a few days right before the game, you get back in a game routine. So, there's a lot of excitement. It's a lot of fun, but trying to keep it as much like a regular week as possible is what the coaches usually do.
And Mark, can we start with the early game from last Sunday and get your thoughts on the Chiefs and the Titans? I think, you know, Patrick Mahomes is eye-popping in the way he played that game, but, you know, we don't talk enough, I don't think, about what Kansas City's defense has done since they lost to Tennessee late in the season. I mean, they've really turned it around, and they were able to hold the one threat that they felt they had against them in Derrick Henry to minimal damage on Sunday.
Yeah, and they brought a lot of run pressures in. And Steve Spagnuolo is the defensive coordinator for Kansas City. He was my defensive coordinator at the New York Giants for a few years, and he loves that run pressure where, you know, he'll bring overload pressure from one side where he thinks that the run is going to go, or you know, bring more run pressures to the tight end side. So they were able to get in the backfield. And one thing you want to do whenever you're facing a runner like Derrick Henry is to try to slow him down before he turns upfield, to try to get, you know, before he goes north and south, as we like to say. And they were able to do that pretty well. And they, you know, also made some plays in the play action pass game, but the defense can be helped out so much by an explosive offense because, you know, once Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry and the Tennessee offense start playing catch-up mode, it takes them out of their game. You know, they want to run the ball on first and second down and possibly throw on third down or have a second down play action pass. And when you're starting to get down by one or two or three scores, it kind of goes out the window and you have to start just, you know, throwing it on first down and second down. So, I think it all plays together, but Steve Spagnuolo, he knows what their defense needs to do in order to start building that lead, and they did a great job of that.
How different is the challenge this week? Because you're not going against the grade A running back. I mean, Raheem Mostert. I mean, he was a gunner, and then all of a sudden he's running for 200 yards in the NFC Championship game. What kind of challenge is this going to be for Kansas City's defense going against that offensive line?
Yes, well, that offensive line is very good. And Raheem Mostert, I got to tell you, I picked him up in my fantasy league, and I was very happy I did because you know, he was one of those sleeper guys who came up, scored a lot of points for me. But just, I think he has great vision. And anytime you use that outside zone run scheme, and you have guys like Deebo Samuel, you know, getting the jet sweep and looping around the edge and good blocking on the outside from guys like George Kittle, you're able to find gaps on the backside of plays. When I talk about the zone run scheme, basically you're moving as a wall, and you let the defensive linemen and linebackers go where they want. You know, if they want to go to your left, you take them to the left just farther than they want to go. And Mostert does a great job of seeing where that hole is going to be. So, you know, it's more of a kind of an old school back where, you know, you're being patient and you're looking where the hole is going to be, and then you burst through it. So there's going to be a challenge defensively for Kansas City, a different challenge than Derrick Henry. But I think, you know, I think it's going to come down to the other side of the ball with the Kansas City offense versus the San Francisco defense. And those two areas have been really good for both of these teams this year.
Mark, I think about Raheem Mostert since we brought him up. He's a guy. He's just a guy. I mean, he was on a practice squad, and we were claimed from the scrap heap. And, you know, I don't want to say he's just a guy. I don't want to minimize what he's done. He's an NFL running back. There's something to be said for that, of course. But, you know, the idea that he had the kind of game that he had, I don't know if you put Raheem Mostert anywhere else in the NFL and he has that kind of success. I mean, how much is his success or was his success on Sunday? It really is all about the scheme. It's about Kyle Shanahan, and it's about that offensive line that we talk about. The San Francisco offensive line with, you know, Staley and McGlinchey, you've got a combination of veteran leadership and youth and energy and athleticism. That's a tough offensive line.
Yeah, they are. And they are a really good offensive line, and they get going downhill. But I will say this about Raheem Mostert. He had, earlier in the season when there were injuries in the backfield, he said he had two or three 150, 160-yard games halfway through the season where he scored a bunch of touchdowns too. So, you know, he just hasn't been the one carrying most of the load all year. But when he did get his opportunities, he made the most of it. But you're exactly right. It all starts with the offensive line. And I think the veteranness of their guys, the knowledge of the zone blocking scheme, and then the ability to stay on blocks. You know, you see it consistently where the blocks aren't just made at the line of scrimmage and then happen 2 or 3 yards downfield. It's like 5 or 6 or 7 yards downfield that the offensive linemen are getting. And that's what springs the really long runs you saw last week.
Radio.com insider Mark Herzlick, our guest here in the sports bar. For Kansas City, it's starting slow. It's been an issue here, and they got away with it against Houston, and there they were down against Tennessee. I mean, is it a big problem against San Francisco, or do we make too much of that stuff, Mark?
No, it's a big problem. You get down early, start playing into San Francisco defense's hands. You turn the ball over early against the San Francisco defense, or you have a couple drops like they've had the past few weeks, that's when guys start having a feeding frenzy. I mean, that's when, you know, you get a Richard Sherman starting getting his guys going, start getting them pumped up. That's when you get a Joey Bosa feeling good about what he's doing. And if that starts to snowball, it could be a really, really long game for Kansas City offensively. So I think they do need to start fast. They need to start catching passes. I mean, I've seen way too many dropped balls in the first half of games from Kansas City over these playoffs.
Mark, we talk about both of these teams headed to the Super Bowl. Organizationally, they invested and they went out and they got it. I mean, I marvel at what San Francisco and Kansas City was able to do in terms of free agent acquisitions in the offseason, trades through the course of the season. I thought it was brilliant that San Francisco got Emmanuel Sanders during the course of the season. I'm sure Green Bay would have loved to have had a talent like that opposite Devontae Adams on Sunday. Talk about how both of these organizations kind of got to where they are coming up here a week from Sunday, you know, where you have a team in San Francisco that was a complete turnaround from last year, and Kansas City just kind of building on what they already had established.
Yeah, well, I think that you have certain pieces in place, and then, you know, not only through free agency, but they drafted well, and you see rookies making really big impressions on both of these teams. You have Debo Samuel, what he's done for 49ers, and then Bosa as well. You know, they have been explosive for the 49ers, and then you start building around your key pieces. You know, you have big-time speed in Tyreek Hill. You have an unbelievable talent at quarterback for Kansas City. And then, okay, what other pieces can we bring in to really make us multidimensional? And they did that. And they, I think they've done that really well. And then defensively, you know, they were able to bring, you know, have Steve Spagnuolo, who's a proven coach, come in. The likes of Andy Reid on the other side, yeah, that's been a staple for a very long time. But just that you're starting to double down on being a one-hit wonder, a flash in the pan, a success for a year, to starting to create teams that'll be good for a long time. And I think that's what Kansas City is doing. Yet to be seen if San Francisco is, you know, going to follow in the same footsteps. But having Jimmy Garoppolo at the helm obviously has made a huge difference this year.
Mark Herzlich, our guest, Radio.com insider. Mark, yesterday we were lucky enough to have Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly on our show, and he said something that, you know, here 24 hours later, people, Bills fans, still reacting to. I want to play what Jim Kelly said in response to our question: what does Josh Allen need to do going from year two to year three?
I think what I'd like to see is him be more of a quarterback than an athlete. He is such a good athlete. I think at times he relies on his athletic ability a little bit too much, maybe.
So, Mark, you could imagine that the Josh Allen defenders are saying, no, why would you want to coach that out of them? I say maybe Kelly is right. Where do you come down on this, where Josh Allen, a quarterback that has used his athletic ability up to this point, it's gotten him so far?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that I know what Jim Kelly's saying, and I do agree with what he's saying in terms of you don't take the athleticism out of it. You just develop as a quarterback, a traditional pocket passer as well. So, you know, when you're able to develop that and then have using your athleticism at quarterback, I always feel like can be, you know, a secret weapon. It's, you know, it's like in Princess Bride when he's like, I know something you don't know. I'm left-handed, right? And it's like that type of thing. Okay, you're going to stop me a little bit. You're going to get some pressure on me. Now watch me use my leg and my ability to do so. And so I get what Jim Kelly's saying, and I think fans kind of react and say, no, don't take that away. You're never going to take that away. I mean, that's, a lot of that stuff is just innate, and you're born with it. You don't have to learn how to be fast. You're just fast. You don't have to learn how to make the decisions to pull it down and run. It just kind of comes naturally to quarterbacks. But what standing in the pocket and going through your progressions and going through your entire read system and then starting it back over again on a scramble drill. Those are types of things that develop as you get older and more mature as a true quarterback. And so, you know, I think like with anybody, any quarterback, anybody at any position really, is are you willing to put in the work to develop the things that don't come naturally to you? And if you do that, then you can, the sky's the limit, especially when you have the athleticism to go with it. So, you know, I tend to agree with those comments. Just if you can put in the time and the effort to master something that does not come naturally to you, then the things that come naturally to you, they flourish even more.
Mark, I understand exactly what you're saying, but at the same time, I also think to myself, you know what? We've seen a lot of success with organizations like Baltimore and Kansas City recognizing the strengths of their quarterbacks, Houston certainly, recognizing their strengths and then building a team around their strengths. And I worry that, you know what the strengths of Josh Allen are. You also know what his weaknesses are. They're pretty glaring. And, you know, asking him to stay in the pocket and work on being more of a pocket passer when he struggles with accuracy, especially with the deep ball. I mean, shouldn't there be more of an effort from the coaching staff, a rationale that the coaching staff has, understanding and recognizing, you know what, he's really good when he's improvising, or he's really good when he's out of the pocket or making plays with his feet. How do we work that more into his game? I mean, we see it work with so many other franchises.
Well, Josh Allen is athletic. I don't think anyone is going to confuse him for a Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's just that there's a different level of athleticism. And I think that you're right. I'm not encouraging the development of the pocket passer in games. You don't do any development in games. That's the time where you perform. That development needs to come in the off season. And that, you know, it's practicing those pressures in training camp and getting looks and watching film and doing that type of stuff. But once you get on game day, your calls are not for development purposes. Your calls are for winning purposes. Mm-hmm. So whatever your player does best, you call the plays to highlight that. So, you know, I think that development by Josh Allen comes in the offseason when you're not on the field or in practice. And then when you get out on the field for the game, you got to really let it shine.
Mark, I feel like I'm obligated to ask you a Tom Brady question every week because we're so focused on where he might end up. Oh my gosh, there he was in Vegas talking to Mark Davis. I mean, what's your read on the market right now for Tom Brady? I mean, in the end, does he go back to New England? What are we thinking here as far as everything you're reading, seeing, hearing in regards to the greatest quarterback of all time?
I can see him. The way I think it's going to play out, I think he's going to go back to New England. I mean, that just is my gut feeling. I think him talking to Mark Davis at the fight in Vegas had nothing to do with anything. I just, for a guy who is not really, you know, he'll go to a fight or he'll see a big basketball game, but, you know, he lives in Needham, Massachusetts, away from the city, just like in a little quiet street in a community. Like, he doesn't want the Vegas thing. I just don't see that for him. You know, he just bought a house in Greenwich, Connecticut. Like, a wild guess. Like, could he potentially go to the Giants for a year and start and have Daniel Jones learn from him? Maybe. But I just see him back at the Patriots. I mean, I don't think that uprooting everything and doing that for the next 2 or 3 years is what he wants to do. Now, I could be completely wrong. You never know what's going to happen. But I don't see him going to a place that, first of all, the players don't know how to work up to his level, because he has zero tolerance for people who aren't going to work as hard as he's going to work.
Right.
And so you need to have that established somewhere. Could it be Pittsburgh? We'll see what happens with Ben Roethlisberger this offseason. But, you know, Pittsburgh is a place that their guys work really hard. I mean, there's a mentality there, and you know, you could see him in Steel City. I don't know.
Mark, I want to go back to Vegas really quick before we let you go, because you know we're starting to see some of the images and videos around the opening of the new stadium, and we also know that Nevada doesn't have income tax. I'm curious to get the player's perspective. If you're a player in the NFL and you see what's going on with the Raiders moving into a brand new facility, into a town that's open, you know, embrace them with open arms, and into a state where there's no state tax, how appealing is that for an NFL player?
It is very appealing, the state tax. I think that maybe a lifestyle of Vegas is appealing to some people. Stadium, no one cares.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a player, you just don't care. I mean, you're in there for games and you barely see the stadium. You know, the stadium is for the fans, and I think it's great to have it. But at the end of the day, in my experience, whether I think it's right or wrong, the money talks, regardless of anything. So if you're going to play in Florida for, you know, half your games, or you're going to play in Tennessee for half your games, or you're going to play in Vegas for half your games, no state income tax, that makes a difference. But it doesn't make as much difference as an extra $10 million. Mm. And so, you know, I think that at the end of the day, that speaks the loudest.
Mark, always great catching up with you. Let's do this again next week, as we have one football game left coming up here in 10 days.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Mark. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Herzlich. Insider Calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
Yeah, and if you play in Buffalo, New York, well, you got to pay a little more there if you're the owner to make things equal. That's always been the problem here.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Talk about, you know, what do you pay your star athletes in Buffalo? I heard a great debate by the Instigators earlier today. They were discussing what to do with Sam Reinhart. Sam Reinhart, unrestricted free agent after this season. You going to pay the man? because he's going to want to get paid, right? Mm. I've got a take. Gene's got takes. We've got takes
we've
on
got
tap.
Takes.
I'll drink to that as on the way next in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Well, there's one fan base in football I'm going to put on blast.
Ooh.
Look. No, it's not a Bills fan base. It's not a Raider fan base. Not even the Patriots. But there is another fan base right now that I think we all should point at and go, no, that's not real. And inevitably, I'm going to make somebody mad. And what am I looking forward to the most this weekend? It's Wednesday. We can look forward to our sports weekend. I'm going to go off the board here. Something that I don't know if is on your radar, but I'm going to suggest it be on your radar.
My non-sports take today, I hear a lot of Rochesterians speaking ill of something none of us should speak ill about ever. Ever. How dare anybody be critical of Wegmans? But I have a take, and I'll share it with you next. You're in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. More next. Thanks for listening. AM 950 and 95.7 FM ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.